It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information and views on technology, money and how they affect you.
It was a University of the West Indies matriculation ceremony that was very much a celebration. A recent celebration that incoming students were attending for the first face-to-face Welcome to UE function in 2 years, and an opening up of the institution to face-to-face classes and traditional social and other activities. In the words of Cave Hill Principal Professor Clive Landis, the business and academic communities both agree that the world around us is continually evolving, and economically, geopolitically, technologically, and culturally, leading to the emergence of new industries. He surmised, in fact, it is quite possible that as eventual graduates of this university, you might embark on careers that have yet to be created, or some of you may even be the creators of new career avenues in the 21st century. He went on, therefore, in recognition of this, we at KFL are determined to engage students beyond the coursework towards equipping you with the necessary skills, values to position you for success in an ever-changing world. Students were advised to see in the University of West Indies a place where there is increasing focus on entrepreneurship mindedness. The changing world is seeing new opportunities for the entrepreneur-minded, wealthy, and aspirants. Prominent American businessmen, investors, and money management success stories such as Paul Tudor Jones, Stan Druckenmiller, Bill Miller, and Michael Saylor are reaping the results that new opportunities are providing in blockchain technology, Bitcoin, and other cryptocurrency. Blockchain is proven to be disruptive technology and presenting new career and job opportunities in many traditional professions, from lawyers, doctors, and real estate, to the insurance, accounting, and other industries. The world of smart contracts, decentralized finance, gaming, and creative industries are also showing there are opportunities for students. Some business professionals are beginning to call for financial literacy to be taught as early as primary school level, and for education reform to understand and provide students with new outlets. UE Principal Professor Clive Landis is absolutely on point. There are indeed new career horizons, new entrepreneurship opportunities, and new vistas. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be informative and educational, do stay tuned for more, much more, on the Starcom Network of Stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.